This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's the Tuesday, December 8th DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the job, ready to break whatever silence. If this is, you know, like breakfast is breaking the fast, so we are here to break the silence, the conversation. I think ought to go to California where Jennifer is, and there are people who are finally getting it. Apparently, some people want to split California into two states. Is that right, or is it?
Good luck.
How does? Yeah, I know
that's been going on for a long time. Is trying to split California around, and it hasn't happened. There was even a talk about splitting up just Los Angeles between Los Angeles and the San Fernando Valley, California into Northern and Southern California. A lot of initiatives have been floated, and nothing ever seems to stick because I don't think the people in Sacramento really want to lose control. So anything that they can do, they are going to do to block it. And gladly, again, as we California the nation with some of these voting problems, we're Californiaing the swamp because Biden's picking a lot of people out of our state. Some pretty questionable choices as well. Javier Becerra has been tapped to be his Health and Human Services Secretary.
And what does he know about health and
nothing. He's a politician and a lawyer.
No, but that's not entirely true. I looked into that yesterday because I was curious as well why he was the pick. And one of the reasons is because in healthcare legislation with the Affordable Care Act, he was a major player. That's why he's being chosen for that. It doesn't need to be a doctor or a medical professional in that position.
It would help in a pandemic, I think, to have someone with pharmaceutical experience.
Right, but we've got a lot of other professional, you know, epidemiologists and other doctors and virologists. There are a lot of doctors around. That position does not necessarily need to be
by California.
One.
By California,
it's more
standards,
about administrative.
By California standards, Javier Becerra is a radical, and he challenged.
All right, so you want to know?
He challenged a lot of religious groups, including the Little Sisters of the Poor, for making them provide birth control or abortions for their members. So he's very. I wouldn't even say pro-choice. He's pretty pro-abortion, and he is Medicare for all kind of guys. So I think it's an interesting choice, especially
that's signing a lot on.
I think he would tell you actually.
So I want to go into other radicals. The Department of Agriculture, apparently it was going to be between a couple of women who had been reps or senators, and now apparently on the list of the top three or four is the former union leader, he wasn't the founder, but he was the president of the National Farm Laborers Union. Do you know what that will do to agriculture? To put another, if this guy gets, I'm trying to remember what his
government
name is.
Government farming.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the rules and the regs. This guy is, you talk about radical. I'm trying to remember his name because I saw it on one of the farm sites yesterday, and I looked twice to see this guy was actually being considered as the Secretary of Agriculture, the former leader of the Farm Laborers Union.
Why is that bad?
Oh, my God, Victoria.
I'm asking a question because most people listening right
radical,
now have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so that's a good question if they don't know what I'm talking about. This guy was responsible for more strikes and problems on some of the, not even larger farms, but with some of the workers, you know, workers' rights, that kind of stuff, the sort of thing. It wasn't the issue, it was the way it was handled. And I'm grasping, so I'll curtail the conversation and go back and find out what this guy's name is. I just saw there were a lot of, mostly women were up for the job. There were two or three, four women, who would be, anybody's better than Sonny Perdue, except for this guy from the National Farm Labor. He's not better than Sonny Perdue. I'll have to go back and find his name. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, what's going on in grocery stores? Are there, you know, we haven't really dug into this as well as we might have, ladies. The lines at grocery stores, are we back to having empty shelves?
Certain items are definitely selling out again. People are panic buying.
Are people being told to stand outside of grocery stores. I was wondering about in California. My son said something about this.
Yeah,
my
because they put grocery stores at 20% capacity. So now you have people standing in a line outside of a grocery store. And until there's only 20, so that the grocery stores can only allow 20% in.
They count
the number
of people.
Capacity.
That I went into Wegmans near me in New Jersey last week, and there's a person sitting there counting the number of people. I don't know what the capacity is in New Jersey for that, but there is someone standing there.
How do they
counting.
Decide what the, you know, in restaurants you see capacity 322.
Right.
How do you decide the capacity?
What the health department tells you is
where do they come up with a number?
Well, it goes by square footage and fire codes. So I can't believe I know that and you don't. Yes, well, it's fire codes. That's where it all comes from. It's the number of people allowed in the building safely. Hmm. So they're taking 25% of that capacity is allowed.
But what is it even? Who decides what's safe? I mean, I just am asking.
Fire
it seems
codes.
Kind of arbitrary. Yeah, but isn't
it's
that kind of arbitrary too?
But all I know is that it's based on square footage and how many people can comfortably be seated in one area of a certain whatever they designate as the square footage, whether it's per table, if you're talking about a restaurant, per table, per bar space. There's a calculation. It's not that complicated. The local, you know, fire department comes in, they check it, and that's it. When I worked in a bar, we had the same thing. We had the number posted on the front of the door. There's only this number of people allowed in. They come in, they make sure it's never at more than that capacity, and that's it. It's fire codes.
Hmm. All right. Well, when it comes to government.
It's not confusing.
It's
developed by bureaucrats.
Bureaucrats, basically. Right, exactly. Yeah, who
it's
says this is better
than that? A lot of
bureaucracy.
Well, yeah. And also, you know, there's always favor and all this stuff. But I think with California, what they're doing is creating an unnatural rush on the food and the stuff.
Right.
Because people are thinking, oh, God, we got to get to the grocery store. That we're not going to be able to get in because we don't want to wait into in a line.
California's messing this up.
And
so
is waiting in a line better than wandering through a store and getting in and getting
California.
Out?
California. What is it about California?
Coming. You guys laugh about it, and I get it. But when I warn you and tell you that this is what's happening across the country, it's just a matter of time. As California goes, so does the rest of the nation.
Wow. This guy that ran the National Farmers Labor Union started in California. So that's what makes me back up to I haven't found his name yet because I'm looking at the story of Dan Gable. Who is Dan Gable and why did he get the Presidential Medal of Freedom? Anybody
like the best Olympic wrestler of all time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why does that entitle him to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom?
I don't know. A lot of sports people always, and a lot of sports people always do.
What did you say, Victoria?
If he's a supporter, then that's one way.
Well, he voted for Trump, and that's why he gets the medal?
I'm just saying that's one way that you can be a wrestler in the Olympics and also get a Medal of Freedom if you're a big supporter. Sure.
Hmm. All right. Well, I don't know. I don't know that that's the answer. I mean, that is why he got it.
I don't think you're going to find that he supports Biden. I don't think you're going to find anything of him saying he loves Biden or Hillary Clinton.
So is that how, who decides who gets it? Is the president who decides, period?
I think there's an accepted list, and then I think that the presidents get to decide who they want to award.
Okay. I see that the sale of cannabis hit a record over Thanksgiving weekend. So are we putting cannabis in our brownies? Today's National Brownie Day. What about cannabis in brownies?
Ooh,
is that part of the celebration?
I ate one accidentally once. I didn't know there was one.
Well, yeah. Whoa. You know what? Thank you
not
for bringing that
time.
Up.
Not a good time.
I wanted to hear what happens when you do that. Obviously, for those of you who listen regularly, you know that I'm going to become a cannabis landlord, in a manner of speaking, growing it on my farm. And people tease me about it. I have the slightest idea. I don't like the smell of the smoke. I don't know that I'm going to like the taste of any of this stuff. I've never tasted it. So, because really, today is National Brownie Day, we could ask the question about
how...
Will
there be a National Pot Brownie Day at some point in the future?
I'm sure. Maybe we're headed that way.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll put Cheech and Chong in charge of that.
Magic cookies, yeah.
Yeah. So, what about, though, the... what does it taste like, Victoria? You said you've tasted one. What does it taste like?
Well, when it's baked into a brownie, the whole point of it is that you don't taste it. So it makes the brownie taste like, once I tasted it and I was eating it, then I realized that I grabbed the wrong pile. So it just has like more of that.
Was it a bake sale?
No, it was at a party. But it was it just had more of like an earthy kind of flavor. There's like a little bit of an aftertaste
gritty.
To it.
Really?
No, it's all cooked down if it's done properly. But it just, I don't like edibles. It just, it hits your bloodstream really quickly and it just makes you feel like, I don't know, it's not a good time. Some people love edibles.
What, nighttime? You mean it makes you visit?
Depends
it makes
on the strain. Well, as you would know, now being a cannabis landlord,
I don't
it
know from
on the
nothing,
strain.
But yeah,
so you haven't learned about
indicas,
sativas,
all that? Well, I do, yeah, I do know that we're growing the best. I know that, and the strains.
Okay, well, the best of what, though? You can have the best sativa, the best indica. Okay. But
yeah,
anyway, it depends on what the strain is, and so some strains have very low THC, so they just make you really sleepy.
Maybe we'll hire you to do our PR.
And others can...
Yeah, is it the best weed, the weed that you have in front of you? Because I don't smoke, but I've heard a million people who do go, this is the best weed, man. So you just said yours is the best, but isn't that what everybody says?
No.
I mean, how many times have I heard that uttered in a movie, or have I heard that uttered by people I know?
So here's the way you tell. At wholesale...
Don't fall victim to that.
At wholesale... The bad weed goes for $1,300 a pound, and the good weed goes for $4,500 a pound.
Oh,
that's
sure.
What I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the difference between
I would definitely,
the good and bad.
Yeah, for sure. So if you're going to grow the really good stuff. And now, are you growing it with the purpose of going into medical dispensaries, or are you just selling it recreationally?
I'm growing it with the purpose of paying off my mortgage.
No, I know. I know. Which I'm happy for. I'm happy you found a solution. But no, I'm just wondering if are you specifically, like, is it regulated where someone can only grow medical grade, or you can do both?
No. Yeah, you can grow both. We've chosen to grow the upscale stuff. And if we want to, because we have four stores, and if we decide we want to put some of the other stuff in it, we get it from somebody else. But we're going to only grow the upper end of the
scale. Have you ever been into a MedMen store?
I have, in fact.
Isn't that like a
Santa
crazy
Monica.
Experience?
Yeah, it really is.
It's
going
like an
in,
Apple store, but for weed.
Tucker and Brendan and I, Tucker is my partner and the actor, he and I and Brendan went into the Mad Men on Santa Monica Boulevard last year.
Yeah, there's one on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan.
Yeah.
It is. It's an experience. But they
it
did
really
it right.
Is.
They've taken any bit of, like, sleazy,
you,
creepy,
they're checking you out. They want
drug
to, they want to see. They want to see your driver's license, and then they run it to see if you've got any kind of...
felonies
any
or anything like
felony,
that.
Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Before they let you in the door.
Yeah.
That's what they do that. But and then they let you in the door. But it's kind of a sterile thing. One of the things we're doing in our stores is to make them sort of inviting and, you know, kind of like a fun place to be. But most of the ones, at least the ones I've seen, the Mad Men, are very sterile looking. You know.
Yes. Well, it's meant to look like an Apple store. That's what they modeled it after.
Yeah.
And it speaks to they have a very high-end clientele. Like, yours is probably more, I would imagine, you would want it to be more laid-back, kind of like farmer's market kind of vibe. But on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan and wherever it is in Santa Monica, that probably works for them.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of, it's there's like an exclusivity to it.
Right. All right, well, we were talking about brownies, National Brownie Day. I was just checking the Ebon's Bakehouse list of things that they bake, and I don't see brownies there, interestingly enough. They have artisan buns. They have cinnamon raisin rolls. They have all kinds of cookies and hamburgers.
I love that they make the hamburger buns and the hot dog buns. Because I have friends who have celiac disease, and... You know, summer barbecues are a real bummer for them because they just have to eat the hot dog or the bun, you know, or the hot
plain.
Dog or the hamburger without,
So what good
really,
is it, you know, put a relish all over it or something like that?
Yeah, and some cheese.
You have to,
so it's nice that they make it.
Yeah, I think I like the smell. I don't eat them, but I like the smell of a hot dog in a nice fresh bun that's been warmed up.
You would probably like a hot dog then.
What's that?
It's a tofu hot dog, but they're really,
oh, really?
Good one.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They're called not dogs.
All right, I'll have to check that out. Meanwhile, check out all the fabulous flavors of cookies, ebonsbakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big discount. And if you have somebody in your family that loves cookies, give them a gift card from Ebon's Bakehouse, ebonsbakehouse.com.
Wow, what's in store this holiday at Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, save 25% on UPS expedited shipping services.
Plus, take up to 30% off select shipping supplies, like boxes, tape, and padded mailers.
Shop in store or get it same day with Instacart.
And save on holiday shipping at Staples.
In store only. Offers end 1/2/21. See store for details. Instacart not available on shipping services. Fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's filled with the coupon, coupon. Let me read, introduce myself. Case you forgot, no, I'm not. Records on your shelf. I'm still the original, original on me, yeah.
So, on first blush, Victoria, I wouldn't guess this was Gwen Stefani. I don't know why.
I get that. You're not a Stefani fan.
No. So music time here every hour of the program. During this segment, we always spend a few minutes talking about some new music, music news, artist news, etc. on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and Gwen Stefani returning to her reggae roots on her new single, Let Me Reintroduce Myself. This is the first non-Christmas, non-duet track in 4 years for her. This, we're listening to this song, finds Stefani reconnecting with the Jamaicans. Jamaican music, a foundational inspiration through No Doubt's catalog and Stefani's solo material. So No Doubt, is that the group she belonged to?
Yes. That's okay. Where she became famous, and then she went solo.
Got it. This song is a way of saying I'm back with new music. It's a fun, lighthearted song because I got inspired and hopefully bringing a bit of joy, she said. The idea was to write a song that had a bit of nostalgic feeling to it. So I think musically it reminds you of back in the day, going back to where I started, which was with SKA and...
Ska.
What is SKA? Ska, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, what's you that? Do. Ska is another form of like Jamaican
reggae?
Island kind of music. Yeah.
Okay, right.
Exactly. Ska has a lot of like horns.
Oh, okay.
So it's like reggae with horns.
Got it.
For white people.
Okay.
The best I can do.
That's, listen, it's perfect for me. Listen, according to McFadden, I'm the whitest
guy. I feel like I'm in college.
Knows.
I've had to explain pot brownies and ska and like...
There you go. That's it. Let me reintroduce myself. Mark's Gwen Stefani's first non-Christmas solo music since her third solo album, This Is What the Truth Feels Like, which came out in 2016. She followed that up with a Christmas LP in 2017, and so it goes.
She's done a really bang-up job with Christmas music.
Yeah,
I think this is the third season now that she's added new music to that album. So
yeah.
It's worked really well for her, yeah.
All right, well, speaking of Christmas music, let's move on to Jon Bon Jovi.
All the bells are ringing out, it's Christmas.
Christmas. Christmas all over again. All right, so this is part of a new holiday music collection covering songs that were done by Petty, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Elvis, and the Pogues. Do I remember the Pogues?
They're probably one of the most famous Irish groups.
Oh, okay, you know about that.
Yeah, fairy tale. Well, I mean, I actually don't know of it because I'm Irish. I know of it just because it's one of those songs that gets played every year, Fairy Tale of New York.
Oh, okay.
It's just a really, it's a popular song in New York, really, more than
three songs set featured renditions of Petty's Christmas All Over Again, Presley's If I Get Home on Christmas Day, and the Pogues' ballad from 87, Fairy Tale of New York. Exclusive members of the Bon Jovi fan club can watch videos for each track, as well as outtakes and other footage. Last month, Bon Jovi released their first concert film on a night like this, Bon Jovi 2020. This was on Facebook, where they performed their new album 2020 for the first time live. On the 15th, next week, the band will perform at the benefit concert Play On, celebrating the power of music to make change, along with Maren Morris and Snoop Dogg and some others that will be there. On the album Bon Jovi 2020, the band tackled topics like COVID, police violence, and more of that social stuff. I don't think anybody will forget what their lives were like between March and September of this year, Bon Jovi says. This will mark a moment in time. Isn't that true? For sure. Yeah. I Get Home on Christmas Day. This is another Bon Jovi tune. All right, so Bon Jovi.
Song,
you what?
This is Elvis. Was it a big hit for him?
I don't know. I don't remember the song from Elvis at all.
Nope. What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving grace, with the loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Keep housing letter, license, and all 50 states, and LLS, consumer access.org, number 330.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Plus, shop new doorbusters for the family, including outerwear, jeans, and our Gap logo crewneck sweatshirt. Find it all at Gap Factory.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas said Monday that should the Supreme Court decide to hear the Pennsylvania election irregularities in the 2020 election, he has offered to present the case for President Trump.
I'm hopeful the Supreme Court will step forward to its responsibility and resolve this case and resolve other cases as needed according to law and according to the Constitution to say this is a country where we respect the rule of law, where we follow the Constitution.
Senator Cruz on Fox is a lawyer. Cruz holds degrees in public policy and law from Princeton University and Harvard Law School. The first China virus vaccine outside of testing was administered in England Tuesday morning. Margaret Keenan, the 90-year-old grandmother, received a jab at University Hospital in Coventry, England. British health officials hailed the first injections as a turning point in the fight against a virus that has infected 67 million people around the globe. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Musician Bob Dylan cashes out. USA Radio News' Dan Araki tells us more.
Bob Dylan has sold the rights to his entire songwriting catalog. The deal gives the Universal Music Publishing Group the rights to more than 600 of the 79-year-old Dylan's songs and is worth a reported $300 million. Under the deal, Universal now receives royalties whenever another artist covers one of Dylan's songs, when they're used in commercials or movies, and gets revenue from streaming and commercial sales. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer's career has spanned 58 years, selling more than 125 million records. And his latest studio album, his 39th, was released this past June. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
One of seven holy days. USA Radio News Val Dior explains.
December 8th is one of seven holy days of obligation. The Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception celebrates the belief in the sinless life and Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary, celebrated on December 8th, 9 months before the Feast of the Nativity of Mary on September 8th. The Eastern Christian Church first celebrated a Feast of the Conception of the Most Holy and All-Pure Mother of God, perhaps as early as the 5th century in Syria. Since 1953, the Pope visits the Column of the Immaculate Conception in Piazza di Spagna to offer expiatory prayer. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now, 34 at the hour on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen with the lovely and talented Victoria Keelan on the air with some people in the news. Olivia Jade has broken her silence. If you don't know who she is, she's the daughter to Lori Loughlin and Musumiu Gongamonga, whoever. What's his
name? No one can pronounce
right?
his name. Everyone knows him as Massimo because he had that T-shirt line at Target for years, which made him a gazillionaire. So no one knows how to say the last name. But Lori Loughlin certainly is the one who became the most high profile in the college admissions scandal.
And so what is this? Why is this person, why is this daughter, why is this lady speaking out now? She's 21.
Her daughter is 21. Yeah, she's the girl who they faked the rowing pictures to get her into USC.
Right.
And so she was an influencer and had, you know, millions of followers on Instagram and Snapchat and wherever else. And so she stupidly, once she was at USC, she made all these videos. Amazon sponsored her dorm room and made over her dorm room. So I'm not even joking. Her dorm room looked incredible. And Amazon knew that they could reach a lot of other college kids and say, hey, look, you can get all this stuff at Amazon. So they sponsored her, and she did these videos where she's like, yeah, like, I'm just, like, not into being in school, you know? Like, she's one of those. And so...
Do that again. That's great.
I mean, trust me, it gets super annoying after 3 seconds. So anyway, so then her parents both go to jail. They're both in prison right now. So and because she's just this, you know, dum-dum who couldn't get into another school, and her father, for some reason, decided to pay $500,000 to get both of his daughters into USC, and then they got busted, and now they're in jail. So this will be the first interview. This is the first time that she has said anything. She totally disbanded all of her social media. She's been basically in hiding, and so this is the first interview she's going to do. And she chose Jada Pinkett Smith and her daughter Willow Smith's show on Facebook called Red Table Talk, which has had some interesting interviews on it. So that's where Olivia Jade is going to be breaking her silence. And I think a lot of people are interested to see what she knew. And I don't know if she's going to be a dum-dum and admit that she knew more than what was going on, but she's basically been booted from USC, and so is her sister.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm. Where are they going? They could go to Heidelberg.
Who knows?
Yeah, right.
Why would you want them to go there?
I don't know. Maybe it's quick cash.
Do you not like your alma mater?
Else. No. I remember a few characters like that. They were there when I was there. All right. Other people in the news. Tonya Harding. All right. How many people? Raise your hand, please, if you remember who Tonya Harding was. She's still around, right? She was a big figure skater. She's selling off some of her personal property. Got a 1997 Dodge 1500 4x4 extended cab pickup truck. Woohoo! That's from the Whoopee department. She's dedicated the site for the sale. The truck's valued at $10,000. Had an 80% ground up restoration. Why in the world would you buy a 1997 Dodge truck, no matter whether it had been rebuilt or not? So they got all kinds of pictures of this thing. In a manner of speaking, I feel sorry for her a little bit. Mm-hmm. You
saw the movie, right? I Tonya?
I did. Yeah.
With Margot Robbie.
I thought it was
an amazing movie, and I think that she definitely came across as very sympathetic. And the ex-husband, you know, not so much. He came across as the bad guy that a lot of people thought that he always was. So, and then she went on after that. After the movie came out, she kind of was buzzing, and I think a lot of people did have sympathy for her, maybe for the first time.
She's a good athlete, actually.
She went on Dancing with the Stars. She did okay on that, and then there was something else that she did, maybe even a skating thing. But, yeah, she's kind of, like, back a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I guess not enough that she doesn't need to sell her truck for $10,000.
No, right. Exactly.
But it has less than 5,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe it's
The Dodges from that era were not exactly special. Let's put it that way. The engines were great. And if they had a Cummins engine in it, or some of the Hemi engines, the Dodges, the Chrysler products at the time had great engines, but the bodies were not anything to write home about. Speaking of bodies, there's a body of water in an asteroid belt that is very mysterious. Did you see that NASA has found a dwarf planet, yet another one, with properties that include the ability for it to have water? This is something apparently they discovered in 2015, and are now just telling the story. This is some of that information that's been transmitted over the last 5 or 6 years from various NASA satellites that they sent out to nose around, and this one went into the asteroid belt. And it's
kind of feeling like we're in Star Wars, right? Where,
yeah.
You know, it's so funny because we're so into The Mandalorian, and then we've just been rewatching a lot of the Star Wars movies, and you know they just hop from planet to planet, and you take it for granted as you're watching all these movies.
Yeah.
All these habitable planets are they're everywhere, and maybe that is kind of like how it really is. We just are so Earth-centric that.
Everything's about us.
More about it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's so silly to think that in a universe where there is basically no beginning and no end. Where, as my mother said to me once when I was a little boy on the beach, that there were more stars in the sky than there was sand on any beach in the world. And I never got the profundity of that. And I was surprised because my mother wasn't especially profound. But there was a romantic motion, a romantic notion that sort of went with it. But now, here is this asteroid belt that's located between Mars and Jupiter, filled with thousands and thousands and thousands of huge rocks, which is basically an asteroid. Remember, I wasn't being facetious when I made mention of the movie Armageddon. There's a story, Bruce Willis is in it, and Ben Affleck, and a bunch of others that, it blows up an asteroid that's about to destroy the Earth. And there are plenty of these all over the place. I mean, it's not like this is the only one. They've been, destroying, the asteroids have been destroying planets since time began. This particular asteroid is known as Ceres, C-E-R-E-S, the biggest object in the asteroid belt between Jupiter and Mars. It's a sort of dwarf planet in a manner of speaking. It was the first one to be discovered in the asteroid belt because it's so big. And if you look at a picture of it, it kind of looks like the moon, in a manner of speaking. So, this is something that has been the subject of scrutiny for a long time, and now they finally got pictures of it. But if you see it, you can see sort of water. It looks like water. There's blue surface. I don't know if you've seen this, if you can see it, Victoria, or not, but it's really the pictures.
I haven't seen this latest one, no.
The pictures are fabulous. The image of the Earth and some of these, the beauty of the blueness, it's just fabulous. So it's something that I think that if you have a minute, go to the NASA website and you can see, with so much other stuff, you can see some of these pictures that are coming back from this thing as it moves around the sun. All right, 42 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to find out about brownies, cookies, cakes, and breads here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
As a human resource director, you're constantly seeking ways to improve health insurance benefits without increasing costs. Exec Select covers all out-of-pocket expenses not covered by your company's primary health plan, up to $100,000 annually per employee. The plan's low annual premium not only covers employees, but also their eligible dependents. Plus, employee reimbursements are tax-advantaged, and the premium costs are tax-deductible for employers. Make Exec Select part of your employee benefits plan. Go to the website execselect.net.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. .44 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan with Eric Braddock. Eric is not a household name yet, but we're going to make him one. He and his, I think it's your wife, I didn't ask you that. Is your partner your wife?
Yes, her name is Adrian Novak, and that's how we got the name for the company. It was our initials, Eric Braddock and Adrian Novak.
Ah, very good. Now, he should be, by all rights, Eric should be a radio guy. Because if you listen
that
to his voice,
Eric, wow.
Yeah, that comes from baking a lot of cookies. Okay, so are you a baker by trade? How did you get into this?
That's correct. We are both chefs by trade, but we both went to school for baking as well. And and most chefs don't do both. They either cook or you bake. So, you know, it was, you know, I've always loved to bake. My mother was a great baker, so I kind of worked that into my repertoire of things.
All right. So then in your repertoire, what made you and your wife gravitate toward the need for gluten-free items, or the cookies? I mean, it is a big thing. That's how I came to you, because I have a gluten intolerance. But what was there about it? Do you have that problem?
We don't. And neither one of us are. We feel better when we eat gluten-free, I can tell you that for sure. But we knew that in the industry there was a lack of decent quality, nutritious, gluten-free products. And so we decided to go in that direction. And when we, you know, it took me 9 months to develop the bread. It took me, you know, each cookie was a process. To get the right texture and flavor, and using quality ingredients, where, you know, we use whole grain.
Fabulous. Yeah, it's just fabulous. I mean, these things, I told you, when I was introduced to these last year and I tasted them, my friend Ralph, who works with you, he said, taste these cookies. actually, Joni, his wife, took them out of the freezer and gave them to me, and then I took a bunch home with me, because then that's where this all started, actually, the conversation started, because I thought we must help you make more of a national brand out of this, because they are actually so good. So ebonsbakehouse.com is the website, and, yeah, you explained how you got the name. How have you, over the time that you've been in business, decided on breads and cookies and cakes and flavors? And I didn't see a brownie there. We were talking earlier on the air about brownies. Is there a brownie in our future from Ebonz?
Yeah, there will be a brownie in the future down the road. Probably in this coming year we'll add another SKU. We try to add one to two different SKUs a year.
Right.
And it's a, you know, it's a process, obviously, to bring something to market. But, you know, the beautiful thing about our products is you don't have to be gluten-free to eat them. Anybody that's looking for a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a crossover. They're just fabulous. The taste is so fabulous. And I'm reading a review online. Shockingly delicious is the way one person described it. And I think Victoria has become quite a fan, even though she didn't know about it before we went on the air. I'd never talked about it. But now she's
been
all
hoarding
over
cookies, Eric, for like a year, and he just keeps telling us, "Oh, I'm eating these delicious cookies," but he never said anything more than that. But I don't handle gluten that well. I certainly feel a lot better when I don't eat gluten, and gluten bread for me, I'm not necessarily a sweets person, although your cookies really are delicious. But for me, it's more about finding a really nice tasting bread, and I have tried really expensive bread that has turned to sawdust. Like, it's just so gross. And I'm
absolutely
so excited to try your bread, because the texture is so important to get that right.
All right, so here's what you do. You go to ebonsbakehouse.com. If they use the DJV code, what happens when they're checking out? Explain. We got about 30 seconds here. What do people do?
Sure. When you order, you use the DJV code. You get a discount on your cookies or breads. And we have 100% money-back guarantee. If you do not like it for any reason, you let us know and we'll refund your money. That is the way we've always operated. We stand behind our product 100%. And you won't find any better-tasting gluten-free products on the market today.
Nope, you sure as heck won't. I'll tell you that, and Victoria will too. All right, great. Congratulations. Good luck. Eric Braddock from ebonsbakehouse.com. Use that DJV code when you check out.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You gotta follow the Cookie Man or the Candy Man. All right, crank it up, Richie.
What kind of candy you want? Sweet chocolate, chocolate, candy, gumdrop, anything you want. You've come to the right man because
I'm the Candy Man. Woo-ha. Who can make the sun rise? See, I know all about candies and cookies, Victoria.
Yes.
Chuck Curry is here. Who has a sweet tooth of his own. He's a very sweet fellow. 53 after the hour on this Tuesday, December the 8th. Chuck Curry, our Movie Man Movie Moments. So it must be somebody's birthday, although Sammy Davis Jr. Is no longer with us. But
He was born on this day,
1925.
He had a big hit in 71 with Candyman, which was featured in the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Willy Wonka? And the chocolate.
Yeah,
factory.
Whatever. I knew.
So you want to know something? All right. So you want to know something? This is really. This will gross you out. So when Sammy Davis died, he had a glass eye. He was cremated, and the glass eye did not. It made it through the cremation. So when his remains were.
How are you privy to this information?
Yeah,
how do you know?
Exactly. This sounds like urban legend stuff.
No, oh,
they obviously take out a glass eye before they cremate someone.
How do you know that?
Because that just makes sense. Ooh. That's just basic logic. Sometimes, you know.
You know, I got reportedly, they're going to do a movie based on his life. I think it'll be a fact. I was just reading some stuff before.
How do you find an actor with a glass eye?
I don't know, but his life was fascinating. He actually, when he passed away, he was in debt to the IRS.
Really?
I would know money. Yeah. I would know money.
So here's my question, Chuck. I think that I don't know much about him, but I think that he probably had a very interesting life and a really interesting
story.
Yeah,
very much.
So here's my question, a little bit of devil's advocate. Yeah. Who is going to watch this movie? Because I don't think you're going to get anyone under the age of, like, what, 70?
Maybe.
70? to watch
it? Yeah, I mean, demographically, you might be correct, but I still think it'll be a really good film. And you don't remember this, but Doug will. He did one of the most iconic episodes in TV history when he did a guest spot on All in the Family opposite Carol O'Connor's Archie Bunker in the 70s. That episode, Doug, was awesome.
Yeah, he married Mae Britt, who is a big Swedish woman, and it was the talk of the town, big white woman, blonde hair, wearing a little short, marrying a little short black guy who was Jewish and had a glass eye. It was an interesting part. He was a member of the Rat Pack.
Rat Pack.
And
sure.
As such.
That's why that film would be so fascinating.
Exactly. That was my answer to Victoria's question.
Yeah.
So do you think you'd have to incorporate the other guys, right?
Yes.
It wouldn't just be a
You would,
movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. After somebody
you would.
Play Sinatra, you know, like Piscopo or somebody, let's see, who else lives in the band? Peter Lawford.
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin was in it, and Joey Bishop. Those were the members of the Brat Pack. Yeah, that would be an interesting, it would be an interesting movie.
And it will be.
Yeah.
I know it will be.
Yep. All right, did you see that The Happiest Season, the romantic comedy with Kristen Stewart and Victor Garber, Mary Steenburgen, Daniel Levy, broke all records on Hulu? Can you imagine what they would have done if they put this in the theaters as well?
It was supposed to be in the theater.
Yeah.
But this was going to be a major release for Hulu in the theaters. But then with, you know, COVID, they put it on the streaming service. And
you know, I was reading an interesting story yesterday. Chris Nolan, who directed Tenet and The Dark Knight, is a major player, a director. All his films are through Warner Brothers. He knocked Warner Brothers pretty hard, saying that Warner Brothers announcement to put all their movies throughout 2021 on streaming, same day as theaters, was a huge mistake. And he spelled out reasons why, and it makes sense. One, there's a lot of actors and directors and producers who have back-end deals. They never in advance told them what they were doing.
Oh,
a lot of screenwriters who have scripts go to Warner Brothers first. Now they won't, because they feel like they've been stabbed in the back.
Yeah,
that deal was cut
shot
by
themselves
Warner Brothers.
In the foot.
For Warner Brothers, and not the directing, producing, and acting talent that they've dealt with for years and years and years. And I understand why they did it. My big problem with it
short-sighted.
Is it never should. It's short-sighted and never should have been announced through the entire calendar year. They should have went 3 months at a time and see
That's
where
true.
We are as a culture.
Next
and
summer
it's
they could
not fair to the people who make movies for them. It's just
in
not.
Parts, yeah,
or
in
the
parts
theaters,
of,
obviously.
In parts of the country, by July 4th, we could have a blockbuster in theaters.
Yeah.
So they've already ruined that.
I
yeah.
think we will.
I do, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
James Bond, you know, some of that stuff.
Right.
It's just these people who, man, are they short-sighted, pretty stupid, short-sighted, and shooting themselves in the foot. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. It's 59 past.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And Pfizer.